The end of Spanish Jewry coincided with a number of other events in Europe, all of which together play a role in Jewish history. The 15th century saw the rise of what we call the Renaissance. And the Renaissance brought to Europe a new spirit. A new spirit in the arts and in sciences, in astronomy and philosophy. And it also brought a weakening of the hold that the church had on Europe. So, on one hand, the church scored its greatest triumph with the expulsion of the Jews from Spain and the forcing of hundreds of thousands of Jews to convert to Christianity. On the other hand, the beginning of the unraveling of the power of the church was at hand. The Western world, the modern Western world, now began, and the church would not be able to withstand the pressures of the modern world upon it. The most famous event in the Renaissance vis-a-vis the church that we all know is the story of Galileo, who was a believing, devout Catholic and who subscribed to the theory of the Polish astronomer Copernicus that the earth revolved around the sun, and not, as the church maintained, that the sun revolved around the earth. There were other discrepancies in the teachings of Galileo with the church, and Galileo himself was forced, under the threat of torture and later under the threat of excommunication by the church, He was forced to recant. He was forced to withdraw his statement that the world was round, that the earth revolved around the sun, and the beginnings of the laws of gravity, which Newton would later develop. All of those modern scientific ideas, which have since proven to be accurate, the church, for whatever reason, held them to be heretical. They held them to be anti-church doctrine. And in this respect, I think it is very important for us to realize one of the basic differences between Christianity, especially the Roman Catholic Church, and Lahavdil between Judaism. And that is that Judaism not only does not dispute scientific fact, there is no scientific fact discovery regarding the natural world that in itself stands against any of the principles of Judaism. And therefore, the viewpoint towards these ideas, a far more different viewpoint than the church had. The church felt it couldn't afford that Galileo was right. Now, Galileo was tried. The records of the trial of Galileo we have. They are still extant in the Vatican. If you want to read them or a synopsis of them, there is a book by a Polish Jew by the name of Boronowski, who wrote a book called The Ascent of Man. It was also a television series on public television. He himself is far from being a believing person. He's dead already. I believe that he was a survivor of the Holocaust. But he put together this series, which is a fascinating description of the ascent of man, of civilization, of the if not the ascent of man morally and spiritually, but the ascent of man in